Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, poppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours Bradley Dean, yours truly, of course. And we are broadcasting live. As a matter of fact, we're right outside of Detroit right now. And we are going to be preaching at none other than the Rochester Christian Church. That's in Rochester, Michigan. 4435 North Rochester Road. This will be Saturday at 6 p.m. Again, Rochester Christian Church, 4435 North Rochester Road, Rochester, Michigan, Saturday at 6 p.m. As you can hear, folks, I'm getting my backside handed to me literally when it comes to what's going on with my voice here. We've been preaching since we left Minnesota. We were in that of Brookfield, Wisconsin on Sunday. Monday, we were in Grand Rapids. Tuesday, Travis City. We were in Muskegon yesterday. And then we got a day to travel. So we got up this morning, drove another 3 hours, got to the new little studio we have here in the hotel room. And we're getting set for the Rochester Christian Church tomorrow. And by the way, just a heads up, we will be at the Redeeming Hope Church. We'll be doing two services there Sunday morning, January 23rd. And the service times will be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Again, Redeeming Hope Church, Ivywood Classical Academy, 14356 Genoa Circle, Plymouth, Michigan. Again, that starts at 9 o'clock, and there's also 11 o'clock service. And one more, folks. Then we're going to be driving after that second service on Sunday to drive out to Ohio, where we will be at Harvest Revival Center, 1488 Johnsonville, Brookfield Road, Brookfield, Ohio. That will be January 23rd at 7 p.m., January 23rd at 7 p.m. If you'd like to check our schedule, please do, folks. Please do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, and you will find us there. Find our schedule as well. When you're there, friends, please subscribe to that page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Social media platforms are found there as well. And then also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com when you get a moment, friends. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, listen, I want to say this really quick. We all know that we follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11, John 14, 6, Acts 14, 12, 1 Timothy 2, 5. You get it. You understand it if you speak it out when I give you these scripture references. Folks, it's not enough for us to hear about what's going on in this country. It's enough for us to actually respond, because we know the hope is found in the truth as to how we respond to the truth. Do all that you can do, and leave the results up to God. Don't stay silent on me today because I need as much help as I can, as you can well hear. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to this real quick because we're going to be talking about, well, some of my experience here on the road. I get it almost every show I do, showing I do, every event I do, and the list goes on, where someone will come up to me and say, I agreed with most of what you said, but. Folks, there's enough buts to fill an arena. And quite frankly, folks, the only argument against the scriptures is an unholy lifestyle. And I'm going to bring you down that road before the end of the show today. Okay? So we're going to get to that in just a moment. I want to show you again as to what most people are putting up with in this country. I want to bring you over to this patronizer, and a patronizer he is. This guy sickens me to the core. His name is Ted Cruz. You all the well know who he is. I want you to pay attention to the little smirk on his face. And I want to show you also, Francis, what I've reiterated time and time again, that these politicians, the best that you have, do absolutely nothing but highlight the crimes of the two-party system, which are both unconstitutional, and in turn, what do? They fleece the people. So now what Ted's going to show you is the IRS means to begin to harass you and spoil the people, and he sits there with a smile on his face, and this is what he wants you to hear, friends, that he's absolutely doing his best, friends. He's just absolutely doing his best at doing absolutely nothing but raising more money, and that's exactly what he's doing.
Monitor every bank account with $600 or more in America. We'll use it to harass and target and audit Republicans. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden and the Clintons keep getting rich on foreign cash. Please, help me stop the Democrat IRS power grab. Click to rush an urgent donation.
Okay, so you just pretty much got the gist of what it was that he just shared with you once again. He did nothing but highlight the crimes of what they call the Democrats. This is why I continuously tell you people, this is exactly why you're in trouble, because the best that you have does nothing but fleece you for more money. I've highlighted this several times. This is brand new. But I also want you to see, friends, I did click in response to old Teddy's email concerning his donation. Look what he's doing, folks. He's fleecing the people that he pretends to fight for. Well, guess what? He's already in a position. He's already getting paid by the taxpayers. He has five offices. He's worth millions of dollars. And he sits there with a smile on his face telling you what the bad guys are going to do to you once again. You need to send him more money. Again, friends, I'm telling you this for the very purpose that people are becoming aware of what it is that we have blown in the wind over and over and over and over again, friends. The best that you have in this country, these men and these women are extorted. They're not a part of your representative government. That is limited. In fact, they're a part of the very people that are in alliance taking the country down within it. By the way, Donald Trump's doing the same thing. Jim Jordan's doing the same thing. Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing the same thing. Candace Owens is doing the same thing. Ben Shapiro is doing the same thing. You might say, well, Bradley, what does Candace and Ben have anything to do with it? Exactly. You should be asking yourself that question. Doesn't it come to this, friends, that every single one of these that are alive, it's nothing more than controlled opposition? Remember what Colin said. He said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. The best way to control
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Got much to cover today before we get to our main topic. Someone had just brought this up just a couple minutes ago on social media platforms, and I meant to show it to you. This is in America, friends. I want you to pay attention to me, all you pathetic, apathetic compromisers that don't deserve the freedoms that you have. This is happening in America. The world's in protest, standing in defiance towards tyranny, and the American people, 350 million of them, responsible for being the light of the world, puts their light out and lets these agents of the state harass children for not having vaccine passports. You heard me right. In New York, friends, a 9-year-old child gets escorted by the NYPD for refusing to show her papers. To show her, I mean, folks, I'm here to tell you, it's hard enough to get people to call in, right? That actually have a testimony to share as to what they're doing in their local communities. You ever want to know why this station and this show gets very few calls outside of the fact that we're not here to debate? It's because we don't care about your opinion. We care about what you're doing that will exhort others to do the same exact thing and or to admonish others in doing the same thing in Christ Jesus, period. But isn't this something else? A 9-year-old child gets escorted in New York City by the alleged New York Police Department. They are not the police. They are agents of the state. And she's being escorted, friends, for refusing to show her papers. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how apathetic people can justify this stance other than the fact that they sit behind their false doctrine and say that there's nothing we can do about what's going on in this country. Well, let me tell you something. Me and my family are driving all over the state being used by the Lord to literally blanket this state with the gospel message. And I would even go so far as to say to the people in Michigan, in many cases, you may ask yourself the question, why are you here, Bradley, preaching to our people? I want to tell you why I'm here preaching to your people. I want you to know why I'm preaching in your cities. Because you're failing to do so. That's why. The Lord doesn't use us for our abilities, friends. He uses us for our availabilities. He's the one that said, ask of me, and I shall give unto thee thy seed and is thine inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth. And guess what, friends? When you meet him on his terms, he really does do what he says. I know that's foreign to all of you non-believers out there, but it's really true. And I'm speaking the truth right now and shaming the devil, because there's no excuse as to why a little 9-year-old girl is being escorted out of a museum in New York City by the police because she does not have a vaccine passport. I ask all of you individuals that are standing back and saying and doing nothing about what's going on, here's only deceiving yourselves. Where's the law? Where's the law found in the enumerated laws within the Constitution, within the confines of those documents of delegated authority? Where is that law that they are making reference to enforce against innocent people that are not going along with this pandemic? As usual, I'm here to tell you, in answering the question with an exclamation, that there is no law. So, Americans, why is it that you still sit there and you still act like there's nothing you can do about it? This is pathetic. Those kids are going to be raised up. They are going to look at you as a reproach, and they are not going to have any problem whatsoever in saying goodbye to you by any means necessary. You subject them to everything. You protect them from nothing, especially when the law's on your side. So don't expect otherwise. Luke 7:35 says, wisdom is justified by your children. Don't blame them for what you let corruption do to them at this point in your life. Because rest assured, there's going to be recompense. I want to show you a little video here as well concerning what's going on in New York City. This is the video of many people being arrested by the agents of the state there in New York who are playing a very dangerous game where they are illegally detaining people for not producing vaccine passports. I'm speaking to you, America. That's what's happening in your backyard today. Let's check it out. Let's check it out. As I've said before, friends, this is nothing short of provocation for war. These people that are in front of you right now are supposed to be law enforcement. In fact, what they're doing is enforcing policies of tyrants that stands in contrast to the very laws that they are to uphold. Every single one of them needs to be stripped of their badge and lawfully removed, as does the governor, as do those said representatives in the state of New York City for advocating that which is unlawful in the United States of America. What's ridiculous about it is every single one of these agents of the state, if you were to ask them to show you the law that these people are breaking by not producing the papers, you know what would happen? They would say and revert back to the fact that they were just doing their job, when in fact they're not doing their job, working on the behest of none other than tyrants in America today. Again, I want to remind everybody, I'm speaking to you, America. This is happening in America. There's no reason of all cities, New York. I suspect that the people in New York sooner or later are going to stand up. And I suppose at the end of the day, that's what this is all about, is it not? I want to show you something as to what you get here at the Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, concerning the morning show and the afternoon show. It's just a part of the giftings here, nothing more, nothing less. It's not like we can take accolade for what the Lord does through us. Romans 8:14, in any sense of the word, being led of the Spirit of God with the gifts of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 12:28. I want to show you how the mainstream media, again, under the control of six corporations worldwide, I'm going to bring you over to the best that you've got. I'm going to bring you over to that of Laura Ingraham, and I want to show you what they're finally starting to report on, friends, concerning the protest worldwide. Notice her face. Does she look like she's distraught? Does she look like she's having a hard time giving you this information? No, absolutely not. But for some reason or another, Laura Ingraham seems to think that there's something funny about what's going on here. It's shameful conduct.
The attack on working people by power-hungry bureaucrats is not letting up. This is why, for months now, Europeans who oppose vaccine passports and other draconian COVID mandates have taken to the streets, desperate to be heard. Just in the past week or so, protests and marches were organized in Germany, in Belgium, in Austria, the Czech Republic, France, and even the tiny island nation of Malta. In Canada, truckers are lined up and protesting new federal rules requiring unvaccinated Canadian truck drivers returning from the U.S. to quarantine. A U.S. vax mandate will begin on January 22nd. So if you're not vaxxed, you can't drive into the U.S. As if we needed to create new supply chain problems. Thanks, Joe. But so far, the elected officials in Europe and Canada are siding with international bureaucrats and plutocrats who want to keep the people under their thumbs.
The point that I'm trying to make here, friends, again, is what is she, about 9 months to a year behind the curve concerning what's taking place in your country? Does she look like she's distraught about what's going on over in those other countries that we have continuously highlighted that are standing in revolt against tyranny? And isn't it interesting how Laura Ingraham and all the conservatives of the day, who are absolutely worthless, just like the politicians, just like the modern-day church, a part of the establishment, first in the church and then in the government, who are good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot, and that being the foot of man, they sit back and they blame each other for it rather than taking responsibility and righting the wrong. What did you just hear? You just heard none other than Laura Ingraham blame Joe Biden for what they tolerate. That's not what patriots do, friends. We don't tolerate the crimes of corruption. Again, have we taken the time to read the Declaration of Independence to know otherwise? Because enough is enough. We're going to take a hard break. We're going to come right back. I'll take this phone call, Jeff, right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Friday is spending some time meeting with mayors of big cities. This as crime continues to surge across the nation. Before that meeting, the president also addressed the ongoing semiconductor chip shortage, Biden saying it's linked to supply chain problems during the ongoing COVID pandemic.
Everything from cars to dishwashers are delayed getting to showrooms and customers, just as demand for them is up because the economy is growing.
Adults 65 and older who aren't vaccinated are nearly 50 times more likely to be hospitalized. That's according to new data from the CDC showing hospitalization rates based on vaccination status. The CDC collecting the data between November and December when most cases were likely caused by the Delta variant. USA Radio News. The Russian military is inching closer to Ukraine, and Republican members of the House and Senate are increasingly concerned about the risks of an action by President Biden. This as Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Russian counterpart on Friday, Blinken explaining the U.S. and its allies will meet any invasion with swift, severe, and a united response. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, adding,
"The last thing the American people want to see is a war that undermines any of our interest in Europe. So we need to continue to provide the Ukrainians the weapons they need to defend their own country. And we need to make it clear the sanctions and other economic and financial consequences Russia will face if they invade Ukraine again."
A winter storm expected to affect millions of Americans in North and South Carolina over the weekend. The storm bringing snow, sleet, and freezing rain to areas like Myrtle Beach and Charlotte. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Sons of Liberty, folks. What I'm going to do real quick after I tell you where to go, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, join us on social media platforms, and or go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do. Thank you for the help in doing so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We got Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, my brother from another mother. Just wanted to call in and let you know what we got going on down here in Maryville.
Thank you.
We're finishing up a revival they called it 21. It was 21 days of multi-denominational churches. Crossing preachers, and different preacher, different church every night, and then the church that the one preacher preached at, the pastor of that church was preaching at his church, and then 3 or 4 days later.
Amen.
And it all crossed all lines of denomination. It was Catholics, Seventh-day Adventists, United Methodist, Church of God, Baptist, Southern Baptist, United Methodist, missionary
Baptist. I get it, Jeff. Yeah, no, that's denominations. That's right.
Yeah, and preaching one thing and one thing only, Jesus Christ crucified.
Amen. I totally appreciate that, man. You know, it's interesting because I find myself doing the same thing in the church. Is almost on a daily basis when I'm preaching in a church, the denominations. Folks, there's over 1,100 denominations, and that's where it starts. The Bible says we're supposed to be of the same heart, the same mind, and the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:10 tells us there's to be no schism, separation in the body. But what happens? Men get in there. They perform something called deconstructionism, They tear down the word. They give a different version by misconstruing and wresting scripture to their own damnation. And then what do? They create a cult following. That's what denominations are. And because it happened in the church, now it's happening in the world, and it has been for some time. And yet our forefathers told us to beware of political party affiliations. But what do we hear all day? But it's that conservatives that are put up in front of your faces, pouring down the stream of propaganda for you to drink daily. Just that. Talking about political party affiliations, warring and warring. Again, it's the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, period. Nothing more, nothing less. So I want to get to a point really quick because I want to ask you a question. You all heard about this girl that was stabbed to death in California. She was a UCLA college student, and what was interesting is she was stabbed to death by a guy that she had a bad vibe about. But I want you to listen to the particulars as to who this man is that's responsible for stabbing this girl to death without reason at a furniture store. I want you to see this for yourself. And again, it goes back to what we have said over and over and over again. Evil men understand not judgment. This is about a two-minute piece. The video is there, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, and the audio will be broadcast, of course. But again, friends, I want you to listen carefully visually and listen carefully with your ears as to how many times this guy has been busted concerning the crimes that he has committed against we the people in the United States of America. And for some reason or another, friends, he's still there. He's still there to do it on another day. Another day, and guess what he does? He does it on another day. Check this out. This is absolutely
suspect
incredible.
One, in the brutal slaying of a young woman working at an upscale furniture store in Los Angeles, a good Samaritan recognized him from images, including this surveillance video. The person called authorities, and it turns out the suspect is well known to police because he has a lengthy list of arrests on both sides of the country. Jim Murray now with details.
The homeless man wanted in the stabbing death of UCLA grad student Brianna Kupfer is under arrest. Police reportedly got their break in the case after a citizen recognized the suspect from the wanted poster and called the cops. He was found at a bus stop in Pasadena, California, 12 miles from where police say he brutally stabbed to death 24-year-old Brianna. Suspected killer Sean Laval Smith has a rap sheet filled with at least 11 arrests in North and South Carolina and Los Angeles. Police released this video of Smith looking ultra calm at a 7-Eleven just 30 minutes after allegedly slaying 24-year-old Brianna. He pays in cash and at one point lowers his mask, revealing his facial features. He buys a vape pen, then casually returns to the cashier and exchanges it for another. The 7-Eleven where the suspected killer shops is exactly 1.3 miles from the luxury furniture store where Brianna was found slain. Police say before the fatal and senseless attack, he visited several stores up and down this busy Los Angeles street. He wore a painter's mask like this, a simple mask that protects against dust. He also carried a dark backpack. Despite his long rap sheet, at the time of Brianna's murder, Smith was free on a $1,000 bond. I spoke to Brianna's heartbroken father, Todd Cooper. You just want to get on a soapbox and scream, hey, why isn't anybody taking care of these problems?
I think people are in positions that can affect change, and I hope that they get the message that what they're doing right now is not the right solution.
So friends, I have a question. I have a question for all of you. With all due respect to this dad, why is he waiting for others to serve up justice when it's within his hands to do so? We now live in a society where we know that top judges slap the hands of these criminals. This murderer kills a 24-year-old girl. He has 11 friends, not one, not two, but 11 previous arrest on his records, both on the East Coast and on the West Coast. He's well known to the police. He's out on bond. folks, we all understand we live in a system where you have a $64 billion, they call it a correction institution, where they've created a bureaucracy and indulgence to make money off of crime. And instead of dealing with the criminals and putting down the criminals after the first offense, that system teaches men and women in this country to, in fact, commit three crimes before they mean what they say. You've heard me say this before. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Is it not true? Read Isaiah 59. Is it not true that where the law fails to serve us, we must serve as the law? Do we all understand what's going to happen here? I think we do. He's going to be thrown in jail for the rest of his life, where you're going to be forced illegally to go out and work and to support this criminal for the rest of his natural life until he dies. Instead of taking a life for a life, which deters the crime, Proverbs 16:6, men and women in this country suffer the abuse of a criminal system that's in fact advocated by the very people that are supposed to put a stop to it. Or maybe this is just Gavin Newsom's grand idea of releasing tens of thousands of felons from prisons back out onto the street, only to jeopardize the lives of the innocent in California after this pandemic. Do you remember 2.5 years ago, friends, governors across the United States were in fact releasing prisoners, felons, from prison back out onto the streets because of this invisible enemy. While you, the innocent people of this country, you law-abiding citizens in this country, were under attack by who? You were under attack by the same people that were releasing these felons back out onto the street. And here's the fruit of it. And here's the fruit of it. Folks, I'll tell you when this is going to stop. It's going to stop when one of these said bureaucrats or one of these said senators or congressmen or representatives or one of these said judges has their child slaughtered by one of the criminals that they let out. And then I'll tell you what, then and only then will it begin to stop. And that happens because, again, the American people do not demand justice in this country. That little girl right there just lost her life by a repeat criminal that wasn't going to stop, and he's probably responsible for much more crimes than which he's been exposed for even now. And why and how couldn't he, when he's been given a green light to do so? This is judgment turned backwards. The Lord said a life for a life. The fact of the matter is this isn't some green criminal here who's just coming out of the gate starting a life of crime. No. This is an individual that's been doing this far too long. And you can rest assured, friends, it's going to come out where he's going to get his hand slapped. And they're going to throw on the American people the absolute ignorance of saying he's going to serve a life sentence or a double life sentence or a triple life sentence. And the American people will be appeased. Only to encourage the next criminal that's free outside of bars right now to do the same thing. Folks, that's called forsaking your own mercy. That's called forsaking your own mercy. If the law fails to serve us, we must, in fact, serve as the law. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again, with the Sons of Liberty. Oh, my goodness, folks. I am telling you what, my voice is almost gone, and I've got four more dates to go before we get back home. Again, no complaints, but I'm doing my best to push through this, so thank you for bearing with me. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know one more time, on Saturday, we're going to be at Rochester Christian Church, 4435 North Rochester Road, Rochester, Michigan, Saturday, January 22nd at 6 p.m. Just wanted to make sure that you were aware of all of that. Now, I want to get to my main topic here, because I just wrote an article the other day called Let Me Guess. I agreed with what most of you, what you said, Bradley, but I always wait for the but. I agreed with most of what you said, Bradley, but. Okay, so there's enough butts out there to fill up that of an arena. Okay? And I always know what I'm dealing with when people say that to me. I always know what I'm dealing with. They always say to me, I agree with everything that you said, but, almost, they say, almost everything you said, but. So what I always do is I go in to pull the rug and ask the question as to, well, what is the part that you almost didn't believe? What part didn't you take home with you? Because I'm not here to give you my opinion. I mean, John 3:34 tells us what? It tells us that for he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. So we're not giving our opinion to men. So when he says, or she says to me, I agreed with almost everything you said, I have to again ask the question, what's the almost about? And when you get to the almost about it, friends, you always find where they're compromising the Word of God. Charles Spurgeon said the only real argument against the Bible is an unholy life. And he said, when a man argues against the Word of God, follow him home and see if you can't discover the reason of his enmity to the Word of the Lord. It lies in some sort of sin. He's exactly right. I want to show you something here on social media platforms. This was from Travis City this last week. One of my friends, Bethany, had taken the time to start writing down all of the scriptures that I was kicking out. It's called the Word of Knowledge book, 1 Corinthians 12:28. It bubbles up in memory. It's not, I'm going from page to page to page, turning pages, saying, let's go to this now, and let's go to this part of the scriptures. Not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but this is all from memory, from giftings of the Holy Ghost, because I'm his kid, to go forth and speak forth his word, period, nothing more, nothing less. And if you're on social media platforms right now, this was probably an hour and a half talk, and she said that I missed the bundle, but this is what she had written down, all the way from the top, all the way to the bottom. These are scriptures that popped up during my conversation. I want to tell you, and I want you to see how this works, at least for me. When I'm speaking, what will happen is I'm speaking of something in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, and then without fail, the Holy Ghost will bring scripture to make it applicable to that particular situation today, which again shows us all that we serve the living God. We don't serve a God that doesn't exist anymore. No, we serve the living God. He's not dead. He's alive forevermore. He's everlasting. Period. You all get the point. And he wants people to know that when we're out there, that they are to find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And that's exactly what they get every time we preach, without fail. Happens on the radio show all day long. That's how it works for me. Now, the reason I'm saying all this is because the Bible says that we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Is that true? We serve the living God. Is it not also true that the Bible tells us that we're called to be written epistles for all men to read, right? And the fleshly tablets of the heart. So we have the Word of God flowing through us all the time, and the Bible says, out of our bellies will flow rivers of living waters. That water is for the thirsty, and they get it if they come thirsty and or hungry. Now, I want to go back to my point here, because again, what we're talking about right now is people coming up to me and say to me, I agreed with most of what you said. And again, I always go right back to the part where, well, what is it that you didn't agree with? Because even when we talk about topics concerning what's going on in your country, we always deliver it up from the people themselves. And in most cases, where they're saying it out of their own mouth. So does it come down to this, that you serve or created a God to serve your flesh that doesn't exist? A God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, or walking contrary to the very Spirit of God? Well, let me tell you something. That's not what Scripture teaches us, friends. I want to tell you what it teaches us, because if you go over to Romans 12, 2, what does it tell us? And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're not to be conformed to this world. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. We're to be renewed by the Word of God at every given step, that we may prove that is that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. And therefore, if we're born of the Spirit, again, as I've said a million times, we're going to do the things of the Spirit, without doubt. So, going back to our friends that always, without fail, again, one or two, 98% of the people that love the truth, they love the message. But again, the one or two that may pop up and say, you know what, I agreed with almost everything you said, you always know that they're compromising the Word of God. One other thing that you'll always find with these people, they are also the very people that are trying to figure out why they're in trouble in life, why they've got so many problems in their life. Well, again, I can go back and show you in Scripture what the problem is. If you go to Romans 14, right? You go to Romans 14. Well, that's one. I was thinking about the one in Peter, and I'm just trying to pull it up for you right now, and I just found it. The Bible tells us this in 1 Peter 2:8. It tells us that and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word. That's what these people are. They're stumblers. They call themselves believers that don't believe, and they live in their own self-deception. The Bible says that he's a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully. Why? They stumble at the word because they are disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. And instead of agreeing with the word of God, they attack the messenger. And I'm okay. I'm a big boy. I can handle all of that. That comes with the territory. This we know. But again, what we find over and over and over again, friends, is they are deceiving themselves into believing that they are okay, yet they see the manifestation of God in their lives, and they're trying to figure out why they're stumbling. They're trying to figure out why they keep ramming their head into that cornerstone that's not going to move, that the builders rejected. I would give you some strong advice while you still have the time, because there's many of these sorts out there today that are probably listening. It's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall on you. And I would strongly suggest that if you fall into the category of what we're talking about even now, you agree with what most of what we say when we're preaching the Word of God, or the almost. We want to go to the almost, and we want to propose it and lay it back to your candor and say, why is it that you say almost? You're deceiving yourselves. The Word of God is infallible. The Word of God is immutable. God is not a man that he should lie. And what you're doing is you are walking around acting as if somehow or another you're going to be justified in condemning the Word of God, suggesting that the Word of God is mutable, changeable, and it's not the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what you have done, in fact, is make yourself the standard rather than Jesus Christ. And it's not a good place to put yourself. It's a good place to put yourself is to stand on the Word of God and say, everything in that book is right and everything within me is wrong. And I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit, Acts 5:32, because without you, I am nothing. You have the words of life. To whom shall we go? And when you get to that point, you're going to understand that those things that you almost rejected are the very things that you needed, the very things that you were needing without your knowledge of knowing that you needed them, that needed to be put there so that you might have an understanding and that you might see and hear clearly. So I end with this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.